This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Sometimes we're just looking for a little shred of good news when it comes to liberty, right? Could there be a backing down of the bureaucratic oligarchy, even a millimeter or an inch? Jonathan E. Mord is with us, Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. We're going to start there with the FDA, Scott Gottlieb. Hasn't been a lot of good news on Gottlieb pronouncements. I was talking with Jonathan before the show. He seemed to indicate there might be something, some light coming in. Jonathan, you've got to tell us all, please.
Well, at the end of March, Gottlieb gave a speech in which he made some rather interesting statements, ones that give us a wee bit of encouragement. He said to an audience largely comprised of the food industry at the Consumer Federation of America's annual food policy conference, and that would be a very liberal entity. He made a statement that is rather interesting because he said that FDA wants to encourage companies to apply for approval for health claims, that's nutrient disease relationship claims, and including qualified health claims. Those are the claims that were required under the First Amendment in our victory over FDA in Pearson versus Shalala. Those qualified claims describe a link between food and a health outcome. He suggested that the FDA would prioritize proposed health claims that would have the most significant impact on health and have the strongest scientific support. But I found that to be, and he gave an example, which is rather peculiar, but interesting, because the evidence in support of this, while strong, is certainly not anywhere near as strong as some of the evidence associating other nutrients with reduction in the risk of disease. But here's what he gave. He said, early peanut introduction in certain infants leads to a reduced risk of developing a peanut allergy.
Wow. So, is that to promote the sales of peanuts?
Yeah. So this is interesting because he is showing a definite receptivity to the submission of health claims, which his predecessors loathed health claim submissions, absolutely detested it, drug their feet for months and months and months, forced us to go to court. Over and over again, we beat FDA 8 times on these claims issues over the course of almost 2 decades of litigating. So this is an about-face. But whether he follows through in the details, that's the question, whether he will actually act and overcome the bias inside the agency to protect the drug industry and block these claims is another question. How strong of an advocate will he be for this?
Hey, that is the question. Yeah, I want, for those of you who are new to this show and Jonathan Emord, he's known as the FDA Dragon Slayer. It's not a mocking title. It's an actual acknowledgement of the fact that he has beaten the FDA. No other attorney in the U.S. history has done that 8 times, particularly as it comes to the claims backed by hard science of selenium and the protection against disease, including cancer. It is indisputable how much. I mean, there's almost no nutrient that's been studied more than selenium on that issue. And even with the overwhelming evidence to support the claim, a statement of positive, let's say, structure function, the FDA has seemingly disallowed it. If a health food store today were to put up their selenium section and under that have a sign to say this is the best nutrient in the scientific literature to prevent cancer, what would happen? Would the FDA pretend they have the authority to come in and raid that store?
Well, I don't know about that, because we did get a claim that has been required to be allowed associating selenium with a reduction in the incidence of cancer. But it must be qualified, as the agency has stated in its regulations. So if you made the statement you just made, which does mm-hmm. not mirror what the agency has said it would respect and allow, it may well take action. But it probably would just, because there had been an allowed claim, it probably would warn the party, and they could then transform the language to what is allowed. But in any event, your overall premise is right. It has been the bias of this agency to come down with jackboots on the backs and necks of supplement companies if they dared say even that which is heavily documented in science as valid. So if it concerns the effect of nutrition on disease, if, for example, you were to say that prune juice helps relieve constipation, that may well line you up for an unapproved health claim, with the consequences being that you could have all your products seized that have prune juice in them, and you could be prosecuted and you could be even thrown in the clink. But if Gottlieb is signaling a fundamental change, and I don't know if he is or not,
mm-hmm.
but if he is, then maybe they'll come into compliance with Pearson versus Shalala at long last, almost 2 decades after it was decided. Perhaps they will start coming into compliance.
Is it possible to send a letter to go, hey, Scott, you might not have been around at the time this happened, but 8 times we have beaten you or your agency that you're now in charge of. Do you think that you would come into alignment with this? In other words, can you push him give him a little history lesson?
Well, I don't know how receptive he would be. I'd be happy to do that, but I think chances are he's certainly using this language in his speech, and he may have been educated by his staff about the history of it. It's a part of, you know, the Pearson versus Shalala decision was one of the most momentous decisions against FDA in its whole history, so I'd be surprised if he wasn't familiar with it. It's a landmark case, and as a result, most of the time, the general counsel of the agency, or the chief counsel of the FDA here, would have apprised him of it at some point early on in his administration. That is, that there are such things as, you know, health claims, and there's an exception to our rules, which is required by the court as a First Amendment matter in the Pearson mm-hmm. versus Shalala decision, and then explain what that is.
No, I just find it disgusting that the American people really are not with pitchforks overturning anything the FDA does at this point. There's so many violations of freedom of speech. It's ridiculous as an understatement. I want to say things I can't say because the FCC would not be happy with me. But it's one of those things that makes my blood boil, Jonathan.
Not just the FDA, but it's also the FTC, which is, mm-hmm. if anything,
even worse.
A far more outrageous and rogue agency of the government that has done more damage to business and on frivolous and academic bases. It's just the FTC really is just horrible.
Any evidence of a shift since now we're a year plus into the Trump administration? Any potential of change there at the FTC?
Well, I do believe that the leadership of the FTC, the majority party now being Republican, has kicked out, has resulted in a change in what was really almost an openly avowed socialist agency when Obama was in there. Julie Brill, Ramirez, the chairman for a time during the Obama years, and one who remains on there, Swindle, are all very left of center in their politics. Brill, in particular, is so far out to the left that I think she never met a business that she ever thought was anything but engaged in rank deception. She just didn't believe in a free market. She believed in socialism, as best I can tell. But she certainly didn't believe in a free market, and she didn't believe in freedom of speech fundamentally. And as a result, she did some horrible things in her decisions, she was kind of like the brash and bullish member who succeeded in getting the majority to go with her with terrible consequences all throughout the last 8 years, ruinous to businesses. You know, you shouldn't destroy a business and cause mass unemployment because of a technicality where you presume the consumer is injured when the consumer may not even share your view of what the word you're saying is, or even have any understanding of it being material to their purchase. And yet they would presume to make these determinations without any evidence to support it. And that became basically the law at the FTC, that the commissioners could decide what you, the American people, believe words mean in advertising, and without any proof that you believe those words to mean those things, and to also ascribe to them materiality, legal significance, when they may not have been a basis for your purchase. So they would do this, and then they would demand that all the proceeds acquired from the sale of the goods in question be turned over to the government. It used to be that they would take those proceeds and give them back to consumers, but all throughout the Obama years, they just put it in the United States Treasury.
Right, like the kings, queens, and emperors of old. This is the antithesis of what our founding fathers attempted to leave for us, if we could keep it. Folks, we got a whole slew of stories to cover with Jonathan Emore this hour on the Sacred Fire of Liberty. I've got to discuss Alzheimer's next hour and allergies as well, but you got to wait around. We got more.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
In the health world, through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour is on. Jonathan Emord, my co-host this hour. Emord.com, E-M-O-R-D.com. Linked up in the show notes. You can check it out there at robertscottbell.com. And I look forward to seeing you next, I don't know when, in person, Jonathan. I know that our friends at Trinity School of Natural Health are restarting the Health Freedom Expos. They're going to be called the Trinity Conference. So I don't know if anybody's reached out to you, but maybe that would be a great opportunity. We can get together in Chicago again like we used to.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, I'll put it out there. Now, constitutional question for you. The whole special prosecutor issue, the Russian investigation, collusion, Mueller, of course, the going well beyond his so-called mandate. But what is the basis for his job? I mean, is this something that sprung up in the 21st century? Has this been around since the 20th century? What part of our constitutional history set the case precedent, if there is one, for a special prosecutor like this?
Well, this is a creature of the Watergate era. Before that, there were occasions when there were special counsels called, but only statutorily, you know, Congress created this statute that allows for the calling of a special counsel. And in this case, he was called for a very specific purpose. He was to determine whether or not the President of the United States or others were involved in attempting to alter the outcome of the election based on criminal activity, which would be collusion with the Russians and so on. What he's done instead is create this roving prosecutorial wing, which is like the Attorney General himself, the powers vested in the Attorney General. And he is going after tax evasion and all these questions that are so remote and really have no direct connection and not even a tangential connection to the fundamental purpose of his investigation. So he's acting like a United States attorney or a attorney general in prosecuting people for various crimes so as to try to put them in a clinch and cause them to fess up information that he can then use against the president or others close to the president. That's not the proper role of a special counsel. It's special in the sense that it is designated to perform a specific mandate. Here, what we mentioned, not all this other tangential nonsense. So if I were the Attorney General of the United States and I saw him go and raid a private lawyer's office without first establishing that there was no way to get the information and primarily even before that, establishing how that was relevant to his mandate, the mm-hmm. information that he sought, as opposed to other matters, I would think he had so exceeded the scope of his mandate that it would be appropriate, even though the Attorney General recused himself of this specific matter, to tell the special counsel, hey, look, those are areas for the Justice Department, for the Attorney General, or for the United States attorneys, but not for you. You're a special counsel. You should not be pursuing these other matters. You have a designated matter. I think the only reason why he doesn't do that is because he's afraid of the backlash and the fear of being prosecuted or charged with obstruction of justice himself or being impeached. But I believe that that is the appropriate thing to do because Mueller has become a rogue. He's a roving prosecutor. And that is not what his mandate is. And that's not what the purpose of a special counsel is.
Well, could we statutorily define the role of a special counsel for the future? Because obviously it's not working now if you can just kind of go anywhere off any reservation you want.
Yes, there needs to be a change in the law. In fact, there needs to be a change in the law to clip his wings right now. But I suppose there's no stomach for it politically, and that's unfortunate. But, you know, the truth be told, the real obstruction of the operation of government is Mueller. Can you consider the countless number of hours that have had to have been spent by Trump with lawyers considering the potential and with political advisors considering the potential impact of Mueller's roving inquiry? I mean, on the issue at hand, did Donald Trump work with the Russians to influence the election? There's not one iota of proof.
And that should have been the end of it, folks. But, of course, the deep state, if you want to call it that, or establishment Republicans and Democrats that don't like he's not part of the globalist cabal, looking for any way to attack him. We're going to talk more about this and maybe Syria next with Jonathan Emord on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stick around.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
The sacred fire of Liberty Hour is a unique time of the week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Sure, we do talk politics and economics and healing of those things. I do that from time to time, but it's a really an intense hour with Jonathan, and we can tackle the bureaucratic oligarchy anytime there is something relevant, and there always is. And then sometimes we'll talk even foreign policy issues, which I want to do right now with Jonathan. And by the way, you can find him at emord.com, and I'm at robertscottbell.com. We have links up in the show notes. Now, big concern about Syria going on. We have seen the concept of being drawn into battles that may or may not have legitimacy. Also, there's argument at the home, on the home front in terms of separation of powers, that in the foundation documents of the Constitution vests the war-making powers in the People's House, the House of Representatives. Since 9/11, the so-called unlimited and unending authorization to use force has been used in many ways. We've seen that toppling regimes doesn't necessarily make things better for the United States or our interests. And so there's a lot going on here in Syria right now, and people are concerned because Trump, part of what his appeal was, in my mind, to a lot of libertarian-leaning Republicans and non-interventionists was that he saw the futility of being everywhere all the time and was a little bit going to be more judicious about the use of our military. And said, yeah, we should probably get out of the Middle East at least a little bit, right? And maybe we're done in Afghanistan, maybe. These kinds of things were things that Trump has said. Now he's telegraphed to Putin, look out, we're going to send missiles to Syria because Assad supposedly burned a bunch of people with chemical weapons. I suspect that it might be a false flag on some front because I'm asking the question, what does Assad have to gain except the ire of the entire world and support for his toppling? So with that, Jonathan Ebord, my friend, I don't know where you are on this, and I want to ask, what's your perspective?
Well, let's take a look at what the Constitution requires. In an instance where there is to be a declaration of war, it is for Congress, in the first instance, to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And the president is commander-in-chief of the armed forces, and in an instance of war, if we wish to declare war, must seek a declaration from Congress. Now, there have been, since the founding of the Republic, skirmishes that have not resulted in a determination by the body politic that we should go to war. But nonetheless, the president has acted unilaterally as commander-in-chief to take the military force of the United States and act against a foreign power.
Are you talking about letters of mark and reprisal, that concept, or something different?
Something different. So, for example, George Washington essentially established a merchant marine. And George Washington, as you know, was actually led the Union Army to suppress the Whiskey Rebellion. It dispersed, but he acted without act of Congress to take the entire then Army of the United States and go to upstate New York to take these violent protesters who had commandeered the legislature and take them to task. They dispersed before he arrived and did not, I mean, they still had a conflict going there, but he did not have to actually lead troops into battle. But that was what he was willing to do as President of the United States. In the case of Thomas Jefferson with the Barbary Pirates, the Marines essentially had already been established by Washington, and Jefferson, without a declaration of war, had the Marines go into the Barbary States, Tripoli, and have raiding parties that landed on the beaches, massacred the terrorists who were holding Americans hostage, and even overthrew some of the despots who were regional authorities, and bought us an era of about several hundred years of peace. The point is that there's a distinction between use of force in your country's own best interest for a limited engagement that is not an act of war, and an act of war is not what the rest of the Barbary Pirates would have thought they were at war, right? They would say, mm-hmm. Hey, America's at war with us. But for Jefferson, we had not an intention to declare war. It was rather a limited engagement where he was going to protect the interests of America, property, and lives in that part of the world by taking this action. Now, Syria is an interesting situation because there are few American lives at stake per se, generally speaking.
Right.
But there are American forces present there, and there are Americans are giving aid to rebels that seek to overthrow the Assad regime. And it is an avowed interest or goal of the United States that Assad be replaced. In this instance, if Trump were to take action, I fully expect him to do that. I do not think that he would contemplate going to war. And by that I mean, I think his aim is to punish Assad and his military for having engaged in a crime against humanity and a gross destruction, really horrific and disgusting use of chemical weapons against women, children, innocents. Now that has only a tangential relationship with American forces, but it is to say, if you have chemical weapons that you're using in battlefields in which American forces are either involved or their proxies are involved, it's not too far from that instance before you, if you don't contain that threat, that you will have American forces exposed and harmed. And they may have been here, too. I don't know.
Well, there's still, I question again, Assad's no dummy. He's been in power in Syria for a long time. I think to actually engage in what they're claiming, and some are disputing, would be suicide. I mean, knowing it, that the world community would be allied against you and you'd have no defense at that point, it'd be over. That's why I question it.
I don't think there's much of a question, serious question, that he used chemical weapons. I mean, we have ample proof that there were children who were hospitalized, who were victimized by this, large numbers of people who were injured as a result of with inhalation problems.
I guess I have less faith in the reporting on this because we've been duped before, right? There are elements within our, you know what I'm saying?
But we also know that he has used chemical weapons before. And that's well established. And I think in this instance, there is certainly enough intelligence to give credence to this idea that he's using chemical weapons. There isn't any serious denial. There's the, you know, you would expect it from Assad, you would expect it from Putin, but you would also expect it if it were not the case that that medical people who are treating people for what they said were sarin gas related attacks would not say this is sarin gas, and that the Red Cross and other independent nonprofit groups that go in to provide aid would not say that these kids were gassed with sarin gas.
Right, but you know, if we're going to use that level of, you know, that's the qualification for violence against them, which, again, if it did happen, it's horrific, it's horrendous. I'm going to turn the tables just a second for a different reason, because we are about health and healing here. Let's target the American Cancer Society. Let's target the oncologist office, because they're using mustard gas to poison children who have cancer, and adults for that matter. And in fact, we know hundreds of thousands of Americans are dying every year at home due to FDA-approved drugs, treatments, etc. And that gets me as at least equally, if not more, outraged, because we're killing Americans in our own on our own shores by legitimate government-sanctioned ways. And I know I'm conflating the two, perhaps, but that's what gets me at this point. We ignore the hundreds of thousands of Americans at home that are being killed by people.
But it's when it comes. I mean, it's apples and oranges here. But if you look at this issue of whether or not, from a constitutional perspective, could Donald Trump, as commander-in-chief of the American military, take unilateral military action against Assad because of his use of weapons of mass destruction, chemical weapons, and so forth? Well, yes. Could he sustain that over a long period of time? No. And the power of the purse remains with Congress. Congress could vote to cut off funding. Congress could deny his use of parts of the military and weapon systems that Congress has financed. And Congress could insist on a declaration of war as a predicate. But I don't think it's Trump's interest. I don't think Trump believes that the United States should declare war on Syria. I think that he believes that that use of chemical weapons is so offensive and so dangerous to American interests in the region, if not contained, that it, you know, it's like the same Kim Jong-un situation, except there it's nuclear. So I think he wants to send a clear message to Assad that there will be consequences that flow when you unleash what is supposed to be kept in the bottle, the horrible, you know, the horrors of these
Well, we know that Trump has been willing and so far looks to be succeeding in terms of so-called diplomacy with North Korea by playing tough and unpredictable. Maybe that kind of form.
Also that the use of chemical weapons now and of radioactive weapons has become Putin's method of choice in committing assassinations against his political opponents, and most recently in England. And so there's that's playing in the background as well. That's part of the reason why Trump, his tweet focused on Putin and condemned this, and threw it, at Russia. The reason is that Putin has no qualms about allowing, genocide with chemical weapons or other unorthodox,
Well, Jonathan, I'm not an Assad sympathist or apologist, but you know, I'm just very suspicious of the deep state in the so-called intelligence reports because, again, we've been duped a lot over the last years, and I want to make sure that is scrutinized to the nth degree before we commit any troops, even the money involved in sending firearms and things over there. All right, we'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount out today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Y'all listen on our radio, you're missing out. Go watch the YouTube later. We keep the discussion going on the breaks. By the way, say thanks to our friends at Better Way Health for their Beta 1 3D Glucan, talking about the immune system. Modulating immunity, it's a powerful way to do it. Beta-glucan, go to betterwayhealth.com/radio, and you'll get your deals there. Jonathan Ebord, my friend, thank you. I mean, I'm always fascinated when we get in these discussions because I always love your historical perspective and putting things in context, which is, we need to have more of this discussion, debate, in a robust way because, you know, as we know, the mainstream media, the way they present these things, it's very one-sided. And I think there are always nuances to these things, but ultimately I believe in a strong immune system, a strong defense, and we've got to make decisions based on what the threat to we perceive that may be real, maybe not. And I want to discuss that as well. Now, the threat to the Speaker of the House, was there one? I don't know, but he's tired of it. He says, I want to go back home and hang out with my kids. I understand that as a dad, I do. Paul Ryan wants to retire. He wants to stay in his role through his congressional term and then let it go. Strategically, is that a good move, Jonathan, for the Republicans, or should they already be moving to find a new speaker while he's still a representative?
Well, I think there's inside the Beltway self-aggrandizement and exaggeration going on here. The obsessive following of the Speaker of the House, the leader of the party in the majority party in the House of Representatives, and what he's going to do and his agenda and how he's going to fight for it. That's a political thing. It's certainly real inside the Beltway, but does it translate into politics in Illinois and Indiana, in Alabama and Georgia and Kentucky? And I don't think so. I really don't. I don't think it makes any difference. I don't think people vote for their local Congress critter based on what Paul Ryan says about him. I don't think that they vote for their local Congress critter because Paul Ryan is the majority leader in the House of Representatives. I just don't think it has that. I don't think he has that gravitas. I don't think he has those coattails. I don't think it makes any difference. I think his departure as Speaker of the House is of no consequence except within the Beltway. I think as far as real politics is concerned, the pundits are seizing upon anything that they can use to throw against Donald Trump. And so they say, oh, Trump's force in the House that got the tax bill through is leaving, and that means everything's going to be in chaos, and the Republican Party's in chaos, and it means that this is going to be enough to tilt these elections in Democratic favor when they otherwise would have been Republican, and that the Republican candidates are going to be wounded by it. I don't think any of that has any basis in reality. I think the only thing that happened was there was a moment within the Beltway of Beltway politics when people on the Republican side had to ask themselves, who's going to replace Paul Ryan? And that was handled rather quickly and very effectively and without much fanfare. It's McCarthy. You know, it's not going to be, and there wasn't a challenge. And that's just deflates the Democratic balloon. They're trying to make this into a matter of paralyzing national significance when it's an inside the Beltway story.
Oh, yeah. Well, and if the Democrats do take over the House in the midterms, wouldn't it be fun to see Pelosi back in charge? That woman can't utter a full sentence.
She's a disaster. I think what they were, I don't know, but I would suspect that they'll either get a clue on the Democratic side and kick her out, put someone else on there if they get the majority, or they'll just bumble along with her in that position. But, gee, she's done them more disfavors. She's helped the Republican side enormously. Every time she opens her mouth, she's sort of like a female version of the vice president under Obama.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, foot and mouth
like a female
Biden.
Version of Biden. She seems to inevitably put her foot in her mouth.
Yeah, it's an absolute mess. And then, you know, thinking about California, where she's from, you know, they proposed a bill I covered yesterday, and I know we don't have time to go into it, but maybe next week, the whole idea of investing even more government control over the cost of health care. Do they know anything about what's going on in Venezuela, rationing once you set prices? Listen, Jonathan, man, we could go on for days together. I'd never get bored chatting with you, my friend.
Yes, sir. Good to be with you, Robert.
All right, that's the Sacred Fire of Liberty for this week. Next week he'll be back, and we'll do more. We'll see what's going on in the news front, and I appreciate him so much. Check out his many books, including The Rise of Tyranny and Restore the Republic. For now, we're going to take a break. After the news, back with more Powerful Healing, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.